Are you allowed to talk during the reading of Megillah, even if you don't miss any word? Are you still yotzin in Megillah in the optimal way? So the Gemara asks a question. Brachos, it says, asks this question. Rabbi Chiya, how in Megillah are you allowed to be posek, or you might have a hefsek in it? Well, we say it's a kal v'chomer, a kriyashma, which is daraisa. You're allowed to talk for certain things. If a king comes over to you, you're allowed to stop in a prakim, or you're allowed to ask because of yira, something like that. So that's permitted. So surely, Purim, which is the Rabbanan, Megillah, which is the Rabbanan, you can. Or do you say, no, well, maybe Megillah is worse because it has an aspect of Pursume Nisa? Says the Gemara, posek v'emekach klum. You could have a hefsek and you don't have to worry about it. So that seems to be talking, at least Mimnei HaKavod, at least questions for like a king or something. You would be allowed to say hello to a king in the middle of the Megillah, at least during certain points, because just like Kriyashma, you know, it's important not to talk, but for certain reasons of Yira and Kavod, you would be permitted to talk. But every other talking seemingly would be forbidden. So now there's three opinions on how to read this Gemara. Number one, the Rif cites this Gemara. And Rabbeinu Yonah says this whole discussion we're talking about is only like just like by Kriyashma, for like a king who comes over to you, but to talk to your friend and ask him what he's serving for Shaluch Manos, that would for sure be usur. It would be forbidden to talk. It would be an usur. The Rajbav says no. Regular hefsik is permitted. You're allowed to talk, you know, if you need to, or for any reason, but we don't encourage this. We're goren, but we discourage this because, you know, it's not a good thing to talk, and maybe you're going to come to miss a word, and this is not encouraged. However, on the other hand, the Torah cites the Baal Eter, who allows all hefsiks l'chachila. He says that the Baal Eter writes, Kevin shebracha akorna b'minhag atayim, so since the end bracha of Megillah was only a minug, so you do ain't ligarben, you're not even supposed to criticize someone who talks during the Kriyas of Megillah, which is pretty wild. How does he read the earlier Gemara, which seemed to say that only for, like, a king talks to you are you allowed to talk, but not for regular conversation would be forbidden? So here the Note Debut says, no, what that means is that, like, Ein Bekach Klum means it's totally permitted to talk about anything in the Megillah. Now, how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch says don't talk during the Megillah, which is unclear which opinion he's holding. He's saying it's usher to talk, but you shouldn't talk, but you could talk, but you shouldn't. Says the Ramah, what Shulchan Aruch means, and the Ramah himself holds, is like the second opinion, that you're technically allowed to talk during the Megillah, but it's garin, but we discourage talking. Maybe you're going to come to miss a word, maybe you're going to disturb someone else. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does say, it is in a different place, that it's permitted to be doresh to Megillah, and to like learn halachos of or drushim of the psukim as you're reading them. So in other words, if you want to darshan, read Vayi b'mei Achashverosh and explain the Gemara's explanation, what Achashverosh stands for, so like Vayi Rosh or what it was, crazy or whatever it is, then you would be allowed to do that in the middle of Megillah reading. Similarly, the Ramah says that there's a minhag to smash Haman dolls on Purim because of Shem Risham Yirkov. We want to eradicate Haman's name. Now, says the Magen Avraham, based on all this, you could put this all together, and cites the Lavush, who says that you should scream Shem Risham Yirkov, that the name of Rishayim should be like wither away, should be Yirkov should rot, you know, basically curse out Haman when his name is recited in the Megillah, which is pretty wild concept of everyone screaming out in the middle of Megillah, Shem Risham Yirkov, instead of blowing a foghorn that many people do, or throwing cap gun, you should scream out instead, Shem Risham Yirkov. Says the Mefri Megadim, whoa, Yotze Scharim Bef Seden, this is not a good idea to do because you're going to miss a word of Megillah. But, you know, it should be discouraged. And the Mishnah Berurah does not cite this Magen Avraham at all. Doesn't mention that you should scream out Shem Risham Yirkov. And in the Shaar Tzion, he says, I didn't cite the Magen Avraham because it's probably not such a great idea to scream out in the middle of Megillah reading Shem Risham Yirkov, because it's going to cause people and yourself not to hear every word of the Megillah. But that does imply that, you know, if everyone is doing this, and if the Chazan himself is screaming Shem Risham Yirkov, as the Kovetz Beis Aharon Bisrael cites the minhag of many places, is that everyone would scream Shem Risham Yirkov, then it would be permitted, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to say Shem Risham Yirkov. On the other hand, Nigris Moshe challenges this, and he says, this is ridiculous. He says, this doesn't make any sense. The whole proof that you're allowed to darshan, you know, psukim of the Megillah in the middle of the Megillah, because it's relevant to the Megillah, and therefore, by extension, you would want to say Shem Risham Yirkov as well. It's totally different cases. Darshaning the Megillah is talking about a case when there's no bracha before the Megillah. Shulchan Aruch there is talking about if someone is drafting, he's writing a Megillah, And in doing so, he's reading the words from another Megillah as he's writing the second Megillah. So if he has in mind to read the Megillah, so he's Yotze, even if he's darshaning it as well. That's what that Shulchan Aruch is talking about. That's when there's no bracha beforehand, says Ramosha. If there was a bracha beforehand, that whole halacha wouldn't make any sense, because of course you're concentrating on the Megillah. But if there is a bracha beforehand, who says you're allowed to scream out in the middle of this Megillah, you know, Shem Risham Yerkov? So he says maybe the source is based on Yerushalmi, which says that one of the Amoraim read, when they heard the word Nebuchadnezzar's name mentioned in Megillah, they made fun of Nebuchadnezzar as well. So therefore you see that in the middle of Megillah, you could scream out and make fun of Haman as well. But says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better not to do this at all, because it may be a hefsik, and therefore says the Igros Moshe, Ramosha Feinstein, he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, and says you should not scream out Shem Risham Mirkov, which is probably why Minhag Klal Yisrael was not to do so. It should be noted, I saw in the Sefer that Minhag of Munkach was that one of the Munkach Rebbes, when they read the Pasuk, Vayisvos Haman Ala Eitz, when they hung Haman on the tree, they would scream out in the middle of the Megillah, Kein Yovdu Koei Vech Hashem, so too God should eradicate all the enemies of Hashem. In line with this Magen Avram, that Shem Risham Yerkov, so you see that there is some basis on Halacha to scream out Shem Risham Yerkov, but seemingly Klal Yisrael's minhag is not to do so.